are you?
Pamela DeBar.
Pamela, show me your book right now. It has an extremely hot cover.
Certainly. Here it is.
And what book is this for people that don't know?
It's called I'm with the Band, Confessions of a Groupie. It came out originally in 87, and it's just been republished with a new intro by Dave Navarro, who's pretty hot, and with a bunch of new pages that I wrote, addendum.
Pamela, looking at the cover of the book, it's censored, isn't it? What happened there?
Well, I was naked. I was a naked hippie girl, and unfortunately in America, they have to hide the titty. So this is the original of it. In England, this is the cover. They didn't hide the titty in England. You know, they probably wouldn't in Canada either, but in America, this is what you get.
They get Pamela?
What? DeBar.
They censor.
Yes.
Pamela, what did the Beatles smell like?
I never got close, unfortunately, to smell them.
I thought you could smell them, like you were looking for them, and you could smell them.
Well, I never got close enough to smell them. I actually met Paul McCartney recently, though, and I tried to get a whiff, but that girl was, Heather, was too close by.
Pamela, you've probably said that quite a few times, haven't you? That girl was a bit too close by.
No, because I was never a cheater. I was never with married guys. I was always wanting to marry one of them. I didn't want to, you know, steal one away from someone else.
You are the most famous groupie in the world, and yet you've never, ever had a one-night stand?
No. I was willing to have a one-night stand with Waylon Jennings, but it turned into 2 years. But I was willing, because he was sort of out of my realm. He was a country star, and I was in the rock world, but he turned me on.
Now, Pamela, one of the people you did get intimate with was Led Zeppelin. What did Led Zeppelin smell like?
One of the people, there were four people in Led Zeppelin, but I was only with Jimmy Page, and he smelled divine.
Pamela, your new book, I'm with the
Band,
recently reissued with censored cover.
Yes.
The introduction is done by
Dave Navarro.
So the question arises, Pamela,
what does he smell like?
Well, actually, a bit more than that.
No, we're just friends.
What did Dave Navarro taste like?
I'm not going to say. I'm not telling.
What does he smell like, then?
No, he smells very sexy. Sort of like that oil, that hippie oil. What is that? Musk? Yeah.
Pamela DeBar, here's a quote I think attributed to you. Hey, I went after what I wanted, and I got it. Gloria Steinem can kiss my ass.
Something like that. Because she sort of put me down when the book came out, because being anti-feminist, which is so lame, because I was a woman, and I was a woman doing what I wanted to do. Isn't that what feminism is? That's what I think. So, yeah, I said that probably.
Pamela DeBar, is there a male version of Pamela DeBar?
Actually, yes, there is. I just met him recently. He's in my new book. His name is Pleather, and that's because he has certain attributes that show up in his pleather pants. And he has slept with everybody from Courtney Love to all of L7. Anyway, he's in my new book. It's called Let's Spend the Night Together. It's coming out in a year.
And you name names in that group?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in that book?
In that book, yes. The girls name names.
Pamela DeBar, one of the interesting things about you is, not only are you arguably the most famous groupie in the world, you were also in one of the first all-girl punk bands, the GTOs.
I guess you could call us punk. I don't know. We were more performance art. It was in 1968, 69, and 70, so it was very pre-punk. But, yeah, we were the first all-girl group. We were backed by the Mothers of Invention. Frank Zappa produced us. It was pretty far out.
Now, were there any other all-girl groups at that time around, Pamela?
There were a couple. Fanny was a girl group that, they were a band, they played instruments, and I think that was it. I think it was just us and Fanny at that point. The Runaways came much later.
Pamela, one interesting thing about the GTOs, you had John Bonham play drums for you. What was it like having John Bonham of Led Zeppelin carry on the bottom end?
It was amazing, and the same night he played drums with us, we had Noel Redding on bass, who was Hendrix's, bass player. So, it was a pretty amazing band, and we had Lowell George play on the record, Jeff Beck, and Rod Stewart sang backups, and it was pretty intense, and we're just teenage girls, you know.
Pamela DeBar, were there special groupie codes for getting to rock stars? What were the secret codes? I know Cynthia Plastercaster had special codes, like she would approach a rock star, and did you have a special language that you talked when you talked to a rock star?
No. They usually approached me, to be honest. I was in this particular scene. I didn't have to go knock on backstage doors and all that stuff. They kind of came up to me and wanted to meet me, and I never really had to have any kind of code. I mean, there was a code of honor with me. I mean, I would never go after a band member that my girlfriend was crazy about, or I wouldn't be with two members in one band. That was a code.
Pamela DeBar, what about your connections to Canada? Your connections to Canada. It's very important in a Pamela DeBar story, isn't it?
Well, I love Canada. But do I have a special connection that I don't know about? I mean, I've been there. I've been on TV shows there. I've toured there. I love Toronto. Anything else that I knew?
Well, Pamela DeBar, you lost your virginity to a Canadian.
No, I didn't. He's German.
No, he's from Canada.
Nick St. Nicholas?
Yes, he grew up in Canada.
Oh, that's right. Well, he's German originally. I always think of him as German. But yes, he did. He's still a good friend of mine. See, that's another thing about me. I stay friends with all my rock liaisons. It's very important to me.
I just think it's great that Canada can play an important part. And I'm with the
band.
With Pamela
DeBar.
Now, Pamela, what about Vancouver, BC, Canada? Did you ever travel with any of the bands?
No.
Like, did you ever go to any gigs up and down the coast? Do you have any memories of Canada at all, aside from that virginity little fling that happened in Los Angeles, we should clarify,
no,
right?
No, I don't have many Canada memories, unfortunately. I've only been there recently. Since this book came out, I've toured there a couple times. I've got a couple good friends there, but no. My ex-husband plays a lot of villains up in Vancouver, but I don't. I'd like to spend more time there, actually.
That's Michael DeBar.
Yes, Michael DeBar.
And I think you have a great relationship with your ex-husband, don't you?
Yeah, it's perfect. He's like my brother.
Like, you get along so well. It's so awesome. What are your hints for keeping so healthy and having such a great relationship with an ex? With an ex?
Well, we love each other down deep. No matter all the bullshit that went on, that was minor compared to the actual love. And we had a son. You know, our son came first. So we were able to put all that crap aside and focus on our love for our son, Nick, who is now 27 and living in Tokyo.
Pamela DeBar, the drummer from Three Dog Night, was originally from Vancouver. What can you tell me about the Three Dog Night singer who apparently had so much sex, his cock split?
Are we talking about Danny Hutton or Corey Wells? No, Corey Wells was married. He was the guy I had a crush on, but we never did anything. I sat on his lap a few times, but he was married, so I didn't, yeah.
I guess I'm talking about groupie injuries. Have you heard of anything? Like people screwing so much that a cock will split.
I've never heard of that. I was always just, I was a one-on-one girl. I didn't do weird things. I heard about weird things. I never did weird things. Never saw weird things.
Nothing weird happened in front of you?
No, not in front of me. I heard about the weird things.
It was Chuck Negron, and apparently he was screwing so much, his cock split, and then he had to wrap it in a towel and then go to the hospital.
Well, did he say that in his book? Is it part of
his book? Yes, in his book, Three Dog Nightmare.
Wow.
That was one hell of a nightmare.
Yeah. He's sober now, so it's wonderful. He's probably doing much better now.
Pamela DeBar, one person, though, you did come in contact with Jim Morrison.
Yes, I did.
Now, can you confirm this at all, Pamela DeBar? Was it true he liked to shit on girls?
I've never heard that. He was a perfect gentleman with me. I think that's just one of those ridiculous rumors like Frank Zappa taking a dump on stage and stuff. It just didn't happen, I'm sure. He was so young. My God, who would have thought of that young? I don't know. He was a gentleman with me. All we did was make out. I was a virgin at the time.
Pamela DeBar, Bill Wyman, you were with the rock and roll singer known as Mick.
Mick Jagger, yes.
Mick Jagger, but what about Bill Wyman? I heard that he once had 265 girls in 2 weeks. Is that possible?
Did he say that? It's probably in his book, right? I don't know. I didn't get to know Bill very well. I was just hanging around with Mick, really.
What were the other Stones like? You know, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts. What were they like? Because we don't hear a lot about them, but they lived some pretty wild 265 in 2 weeks, years.
Well, Charlie Watts has been with the same woman since before the Stones. So I don't know. He didn't get up to much. But Mick used to bring him over to my house in London. And one time I was getting out of the bathtub and he literally covered Charlie's eyes. So he's a quiet type, I think.
Pamela DeBar, what about Tiny Tim? Is it true that he showered 10 times a day?
Yes, it is. I'm a witness to that. I mean, I wasn't in the shower with him, but he would leave the room and go take many showers. He got all hot and bothered. He was like, oh, couldn't take it. The GTOs were just too much for him. We would like sit on his lap and play with his hair and everything. And he kept having to go take a shower.
Pamela DeBar, what about Joe Cocker and cheeseburgers? Did you hear anything about Joe Cocker and cheeseburgers? He loved cheeseburgers.
No, I did not hear anything about Joe Cocker and cheeseburgers.
How about some of the lesser-known rock stars?
Like whom?
Well, for instance, in the 1960s, the band The Seeds, Sky Saxon from The Seeds, he was a real sex god around L.A. Do you remember The Seeds from the mid-60s?
Yes, I was very friendly with Sky. He's lost his mind since then. His name is Sunshine, right? Sunlight, Sunshine, something like that. But I loved the Seeds. God, they were great live. Yeah, I danced a lot to them.
I heard a story where Mick Jagger once tried to knock down his door, or vice versa. Do you remember any animosity between the local groups in L.A. and the touring groups? Like, because you were, like, right there mixed in with everything.
No, I remember no animosity at all. I remember a lot of respect for the British bands that came over. I don't remember any weirdness.
Pamela DeBar, how into Satan was Jimmy Page?
He was not into Satan. That's just bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice anything, though?
No. He liked Aleister Crowley. He really liked him. He admired him and respected him. I helped him purchase a manuscript that he'd written on, and he was very happy to get that. He bought his cape. He bought his mansion in Scotland. But, you know, it really, there was nothing dark about it. They never sold their souls to the devil or anything like that.
Let's go back for a second. You bought an Aleister Crowley manuscript? That sounds fascinating. A first edition? Where'd you find that? What was that about?
Well, that was 1969, so it was a long time ago. And it was. I remember Jimmy sent me a $1,350 wire, and that was a lot of money then. But can you imagine what that's worth now? I mean, yeah, it was a manuscript first. It wasn't even... it was a manuscript that was scribbled with a crossouts, and it was the first original manuscript from one of his books.
Pamela DeBar, what about the thought that Altamont was a pre-planned satanic ritual? You were there, weren't you, at Altamont, or were you around? What do you know about Altamont being a pre-planned satanic ritual?
No, I was with the Stones there, so unpre-planned. It just happened to be that they gave too much power to the Hells Angels, and they caused a really bad, very negative energy in the air. It was very bad vibes. I left even before the Stones came on and met up with Mick afterwards at the hotel. So it was just such horrible energy. But it wasn't satanic or wasn't pre-planned either.
Pamela DeBar, you married Graham Parsons' daughter.
Yes, I did.
You married Graham Parsons' daughter.
Well, she's my goddaughter, too. And she just had a baby girl, and I'm her godmother as well. But I married her to her husband. I'm a minister, so I can do that.
Yeah, so how and why did you become a minister?
I'm a very deeply spiritual girl. I try to live in the moment. I love everybody. I've got Jesus tattooed on my back. It just made sense that I would go in that direction. I do rock and roll weddings. You know, I use people's lyrics from the songs they love and weave them into the vows and stuff. If anybody wants, they can send for me and I'll marry you.
That'd be pretty cool. Who has been married by Pamela DeBar so far? Graham Parsons' daughter?
Graham Parsons' daughter and some other good friends of mine and some publicist people. I've only just started and I've got two more weddings lined up this year.
Pamela DeBar, your husband, Michael.
DeBar.
Your ex-husband.
Yes.
He described how in the mid-70s, the music moved from fuck music to fuck you music.
Well, of course it did with the Sex Pistols and all that. And it needed that. It was getting too, I don't know, lame. It needed a kick in the ass, and they gave it the right kick in the ass.
Did you ever do any associations with Nancy Sponge and it all, the Sex Pistols groupie?
That was all East Coast. I was a West Coast girl.
Because I thought she hung out with the Pretty Things in L.A. Like, originally, she did some L.A. hanging out.
Well, at that point, I had a small son, and I was not hanging out so much anymore during that time. I'm hanging out a lot more these days.
And here we are with you at South by Southwest here in Austin, Texas, Pamela DeBar. Last year, you hooked up with Robert
Plant.
That was pretty exciting.
Yes, we were only ever friends, but we always had this fabulous flirtation. And so we continued that flirtation 30 years later. It was really fun. We had a blast. I was with him for days there. Right there in that hotel.
In that hotel?
Yeah.
So the question arises, this year, Neil Young, Morrissey.
I love Neil Young. I love Buffalo Springfield, but they were never I didn't hang out with them.
They were pretty wild, though, weren't they, the Buffalo Springfield dudes?
They were original, you know, like with the Birds and Love and all the original L.A. bands. I saw them a million times, and I really admire them. And Morrissey loves James Dean, so I really appreciate that about him, but I never met him or anything.
So you never talked to him at all?
No. Mm-mm.
You think he's hot, though? Like, how would he fit the profile of a rocker from way back when?
I think he's the intellectual type, kind of like David Bowie. That's a whole other type, and it's just, I always preferred the more physical type, sweaty type.
Now, Pamela, one of the bands also playing South by Southwest this year is Zolar X. Do you remember Zolar X, the space rock band?
Oh, I'd love to see them. Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, we used to love and hang out with them. Michael loved them. And they loved him. They loved Silverhead, the band he was in originally. So I remember them very well.
Because when they were a giant gig, it was like the GTOs, Iggy and the Stooges, the Dolls, Zolar X. That was quite a gig, wasn't it?
It never happened. But yes, it was supposed to be quite a gig. The tickets are worth a lot of money now because that gig never happened.
No!
It was supposed to happen. was advertised and planned and rehearsed. But for some reason, one of the bands, I forget which one, it didn't happen for some reason.
Pamela DeBar, what happened to groupiecentral.com? It was such a great website, but now it's gone. Was it shut down because there was so much dirt on it?
Yes, I think there was B.B. Buell had something to do with that. B.B. Buell, they were talking so much shit about her. I think she really had something to do with shutting that down. I think she did. She complained so much.
So people are going to have to buy your new book to get the dirt.
Yeah, she's in the new book, yeah. Famous groupies are in the new book.
Pamela DeBar, who's still doing it? Who's still doing the groupie thing? Like I mentioned, Cynthia Plastercaster, Winona Ryder, yourself. Oh, yeah. Who's still doing it?
Well, they're all different girls, new girls. You know, they're all over the world. It's all still going on. Some of the girls that used to do it way back when don't do it so much anymore. And I don't really do it anymore. I mean, you know, I'm with a musician now and I'm in love and everything. But I don't consider myself a groupie anymore. I'm really more part of just the scene. And I really always was. It's just that word came along and it shouldn't be negative. It was not negative back then.
Pamela, how do you keep healthy? Because you've had some health scares in past years. How do you keep healthy?
I had breast cancer, but I think it's all gone now. I went through surgery and radiation and everything. I just eat healthy, and I exercise. I do yoga. I do kundalini yoga. I have a lot of facials. I, you know, run. I do all kinds of things to stay healthy, and I'm a vegetarian. I'm 57 years old. Something's working.
You know, as I said earlier, you and Cynthia Plastercaster both look amazing. What's the food that you ingest? I mean, rock and roll and food. What can you recommend?
She works out a lot, too. We work out. We stay very, very active. Dance like crazy. I don't eat meat. I haven't had meat in 35 years. I think it has a lot to do with it. It takes 3 or 4 days to digest, so I don't have to go through that. I think that has a lot to do with it. And I think very good thoughts. I think positive thinking and optimism and living in the moment has a lot to do with it, too.
Pamela DeBar, winding up, were you around at the creation of any famous rock and roll songs? Or do you share any co-writing that maybe wasn't credited to you? Were you there when somebody was writing a song?
I probably. I mean, I was with Jimmy and Robert a lot when they were diddling around. I remember one day in particular, I have a guitar that all my friends played, and I sat in between them, and they passed the guitar back and forth and were playing, and so that was pretty astounding. And I've been with the Burritos a lot, and we used to go to a lot of rehearsals, so I saw a lot of Flying Burrito Brother rehearsals. But
any particular song that you remember when it first came out?
What do you mean, that I was there before?
Yeah, like you heard the note and then you heard it on a record, that sort of thing.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff. Oh, yeah, I was with a lot of these guys when they were writing songs and around the music when it was very early and no one had heard it yet. Yeah, I still am. I love that. It always makes you feel kind of important, you know.
Quickly here, Pamela DeBar. Tim Buckley, Red Crayola, Brian Wilson. Any memories of those individuals?
I saw Tim a lot at the Troubadour. He was on the same label with me. He was my label mate, so I went to see him play a lot. And I didn't know Brian Wilson at all. I love him, I admire him, but I don't know him. I met him recently, and he was pretty out there.
How about the Red Crayola? Any run-ins with the Red Crayola at all?
Who is the Red Crayola?
They were just a 60s rock band that still continues on till today.
Oh, no, I don't know about them. Maybe I should.
Pamela DeBar, Ali Sheedy as Pamela DeBar. Wasn't Ali Sheedy going to be Pamela DeBar in your book?
She was the first person to option my book for a film. And it just didn't happen. You know, she had the option for 3 years. I've been trying to get this movie made for 18 years now, so it's going to happen. It is going to happen.
So any hints as to who will be Pamela DeBar censored when the movie version comes out? Any hints?
No, just some gorgeous young girl. I don't know, some sexy hot young girl.
And the future, Pamela, this book you're putting out has a chapter on the girl from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. What can you tell the people about her? She sounds fascinating. The king.
She is. Tura Satana was a Japanese-American stripper in the early 50s, and she met Elvis in the South, and she says she taught him how to do everything, not only to have all various types of sex, but to dance. And I have my first chapter of my new book, Let's Spend the Night Together, is about her. It's pretty great.
And that book will be out when?
Next spring. Spring 2007.
Pamela DeBar, Zappa Beefheart, I think it's amazing that they helped shape your career. Just think how your career could have gone wrong if the wrong people helped shape your career.
It's so wonderful that it was Beefheart and Zappa. I met Beefheart in high school. That changed everything. You know, I was just a regular girl, sort of. I mean, I was already into the Stones, but Beefheart, when you're 16, yeah, it worked. And then from there I met Frank, and yeah, I mean, I was so fortunate to be with such hip people so young.
Do you know anybody that was steered the wrong way by other musicians? Like, what would happen if you encountered Sky Saxon in 66 instead of Beefheart and Zappa?
I probably wouldn't have made a record, and I wouldn't be a legend today.
And the legend is Pamela?
DeBar.
So, Pamela, winding up here, what was it like to be on Larry King? What's Larry King like?
Oh, Larry King was so respectful. My first two TV appearances were the Today Show, which is a very big show in America, and Larry King. So once I got those two out of the way, I could do anything. And Larry was wonderful. He talks to everyone the same way. Everything's very serious. You know, all the stuff he asked me, the same thing he asked Jesse Jackson, who I had to follow one day. I've done Larry twice. It was great.
Have you had any fun times with any politicians at all?
No, but I think Bill Clinton is hot.
Would you ever consider politics at all? Because, you know, Connie, isn't Connie from My American Band or whatever name of that song is?
An American Band, yes.
An American Band. What's the story behind Connie? I think she's running for some sort of governmental official or something like that.
She is. She's in my new book, too, but no, she's not running. She was with Bill Clinton, but he denies it. But she's in the new book, so you have to hear her story then.
But she's the girl from the song, right? From Grand Funk Railroad?
Yes, she is.
I thought she is running for mayor.
No. If she is, I don't know about it. I just heard from her last week. I don't think so.
And lastly here, Pamela DeBar, what's your favorite Duran Duran side project? Arcadia or Power Station?
Oh, of course it's got to be Power Station because my husband sang with him for a while. He replaced Robert Palmer. He got to do Live Aid. It was so cool to see him sing in front of a billion people.
And what do you think about Cynthia Plastercaster moving from penises now to breasts?
Oh, God, I'm so thrilled. She's supposed to do mine. I'm hopefully going to be her next cast. I love it.
Well, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Pamela DeBar?
No, thank you. I think you've covered it.
Or people can buy the book.
Please buy the book. Please.
Recently reissued, too.
Reissued, yes, $14.95. Maybe a little more in Canada. Probably $16.95.
And maybe not even censored in Canada.
No, Canada, $20.95.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much, Pamela DeBar. Why should people care about I'm With The Band and Pamela DeBar?
Because the time I lived through in the 60s and early 70s, and music was revolutionary. It's never going to come again, and I was right in the middle of it.
Well, thanks so much, Pamela DeBar. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot doodaloot doo.
Doot doot.